hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, ascended to the throne of heaven, that he might rule over all things as Lord. Keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of his peace, and bring the whole of creation to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now, can I invite all of the tinier humans forward? Hello. Let's come right up here. It's more fun. I have a very heavy question for you guys this morning. Who knows what the ascension is?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the Great Commission, and then he rose up. So what does that mean? What does it mean that he rose up? Absolutely, it does mean that he loves us. But, like, literally, what does it mean that he rose up? Like, where'd he go?
Heaven.
I think we all want to hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He went to heaven.
Absolutely. What's heaven like?
No one knows, because everyone who's there is most likely dead.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So, I've got a question for you guys about the ascension. We've heard that it means that God loves us. We've heard that he went up to heaven. What do you think that looked like?
You've seen it in the YouTube videos.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, there are YouTube videos of the ascension.
Like the Sunday school specials that we put on for Sunday school. You've seen it in the YouTube videos.
That's incredible. So what did it look like?
Well, I'm pretty sure it didn't look like that, but.
What did it look like? Let's share the mic. Thank you.
It looked like he was like a glowing ball, and then he just rose up and poof, he's gone.
That's really biblical. I love it.
That he's just in a bed, fallen off a bed, and into heaven.
So he fell off a bed into heaven. Yeah. Checks out. What do you think? That's fair. Do you have any thoughts? Cool. So you're right, it's a huge mystery. But no one knows. But it's kind of fun to talk about. And it teaches us something about who God is. So let's pray together. Do you guys know how to do repeat after me prayers?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. This is a repeat after me prayer. No, you got it. You have to repeat. This is a repeat after me prayer.
This is a repeat after me prayer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Okay, one more time. This is a repeat after me prayer.
This is a repeat after me prayer.
Perfect. Lord God. We thank you for the ascension.
For the ascension.
Because in it, you brought humanity.
You brought humanity
into yourself.
Into yourself.
And you did it.
And you did it.
Because you love us.
Because you love us.
And because you love us.
Because you love us.
We love you.
We love you.
And that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
And that's pretty cool.
And that's pretty cool.
Amen.
Amen.
You guys can go down to Sunday school with Sherry, I believe. And we'll have our readings. Thank you so much.
A reading from Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days. And speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this a time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in praying Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great King over all the earth.
He is subdued peoples under us, and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, and the glory of his pride. God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a song. God is King over the nations. God is on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather, the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. he is highly exalted.
Sorry about that. The second reading is from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. According to the working of his great power, God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. For above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only is this age, but also in the age to come, and he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Let's stand together. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for bringing us safely here together this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your care, and we ask that you would use these words to turn our hearts to you and to teach us more about who you are. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we celebrate the Ascension. Now, who here knows what that is? Hands up. Nice. I've
got one here.
I've heard some really great things about these YouTube videos.
Heather, we have one here who knows.
That's perfect. Do you want to tell me about it?
It's basically where Jesus, he thought that his time on earth was over, and so he was called back to heaven and he rose up to be the ruler of all things.
Yeah. And did he go back to what he was before he became a human? Or did he go up as a human?
He went up as the Lord and became, well, he was always the Lord, but like he was, I can't tell, was he ever human?
Yeah, fully human, fully divine. It's a whole thing. But I'm going to get on with this, but we're going to talk about that later. The Feast of the Ascension, which we're celebrating today, is when we as the church celebrate Christ being taken up bodily into heaven. It's a whole thing. It's a whole weird thing. And it seems sometimes like the world, or us Christians at least, we're behind Jesus being a human, being a man, a person who lived and died and even who rose again. And a lot of us are even okay with Jesus being God, divine, able to control the weather, the storms on the sea, and the material laws governing how many fish and how many loaves of bread it takes to feed 5,000 men and however many women and children could fit on a hillside gathered to listen to a great speaker. But a resurrected Lord being carried up in a cloud into heaven, it's a bit much for people. It's a little weird. Protestant theologian Tim Keller has a famous sermon on the Ascension where he bemoans the lack of Ascension cards in Christian bookstores. It's easy, he says, to find cards regarding Christ's birth, his death, his resurrection, but when it comes to his Ascension, there's radio silence from Hallmark or Dayspring. And that's a curious thing. Because everybody who has ever lived was born, and everyone who has ever lived has died or will die. And even in Jesus' time, there were a few people who came back after they died. Look at Jairus' daughter or Lazarus of Bethany. But as for those who were taken up into heaven in a cloud, we've got Jesus, and we've got Enoch and Elijah in the Old Testament, but the difference here is that Jesus went up on his own authority. And those other two, they were assumed, presumably, also on that authority. It's crazy stuff. Awesome stuff. Stuff that points to a world that is bigger than we can ask or imagine. It compels us to go out into the world and live lives that ring with the fullness of God's love for this planet, for God's people, all of them, even the difficult ones. It's stuff that calls us to bear witness to the palpable presence of God among us. Because Christ being at the right hand of the Father does not mean that God has abandoned us and gone off to a better place where he can frolic with all the good dogs and the Philadelphia cream cheese angels. But rather, Christ's ascension shows us who God is once again. God has stretched out his arms of love just as he did on the cross to embrace the whole world, to be stretched out beyond human form without denigrating or belittling the human form. In the ascension, God doesn't burst out of the confines of his fragile human cage. Instead, God takes that fragile human body into God's self. Because God, who wrote himself into the creation, who loves us so much that he gave his only Son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life, that same God brought humanity into himself. He changed the game. He made things cosmic, magnified, not by denying humanity or transcending it, but rather by glorifying it, by affirming it, by going to sit at the right hand of God wherever and whatever that is. God has changed the rules of the cosmos and included us. God has made it so that we all have access to God simply by the merit of being ourselves. It's why we gather every Sunday, rain or shine, earthquake, tornado or flash flood, no matter the political landscape or the economic situation or the smoke situation, no matter what's happening on the news or in the world or in our lives, or even whether or not we as individuals are able to make it to Sunday worship. No matter what, there will be a gathering of our community here every Sunday morning and in churches all across the world. Together, on behalf of the whole community, those gathered will remember, give thanks, and hear once again, or for the first time, the promises of Scripture, the comfortable words that culminate in the life, death, resurrection, ascension, and coming again of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the Christ, the one who is at once the Son of God himself and God himself. It's pretty staggering to think about. It is wild that God, who created everything, loves us that much. Every Sunday, we gather to participate in a mystery that goes far beyond the songs that we sing, the words that we say, and the normal everyday physical act of eating bread and drinking wine. What we do together on a Sunday morning is sacred. It is memorial and it is action. It is mysterious and all-encompassing and unbelievably simple. But it changes everything. It casts the rest of our lives, the whole of our world, in a subtly different light. I'm talking about the Eucharist because it is the closest that we get to seeing the Ascension, even closer than those YouTube videos. I remember once sitting in this old church. It was just after someone very close to me had died, and I remember being so thankful just to simply be in that space. It was comforting and comfortable. I could smell the subtle remnants of year after year of incense that had seeped into the wood of the pews. In the silence, I swear I could almost hear generations of voices singing my favorite hymns, giving thanks, remembering, and dwelling in the rich mystery of faith, which allows us to have a relationship with the God who created the universe. This morning, we've come to a similar space. And we've come together to worship God and to meet him in word and sacrament. And this morning, in the Eucharist, we will participate in something as old as the church. We are remembering Christ's life, death, resurrection, and ascension, and looking forward to his coming again. And in that, we are given eyes to see the profound in the ordinary, eyes to see that new cosmic order that ascension points to, given eyes to see the Son of God in bread and in wine. So as you go back into the world this week, into the greatest part of the liturgy, I pray that you would take some of that Eucharistic reality with you, that you would see the world a little differently, that you would see it through the ascended Christ. I pray that you'll see more clearly and that the reality of our loving God would be all the more tangible. I pray simply that we all get to experience him. Amen.